This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for the Christian War Room with your host, Michael Schonborn. Now, here's Michael.
Thank you, Dave, for the introduction. And we're going to talk about a different subject today. A couple of days ago, we talked about podcasting. Again, podcasting, very straightforward, maybe not so straightforward, it depends how IT privy you are. But the whole idea is all you do is you talk about a subject. It's pretty much what I'm doing here. So I'm talking about the war room. That is the idea. And it's not exclusive. I want you to take on this idea. Start talking about the war room yourself and start creating a Christian war room and use it, you know, to reach out into a generation that has completely lost the plot, you know, where evil is good and good is evil, and where people, you know, can't tell the right hand side from the left hand side anymore. And it's very, very important to get into this generation and to get the message out there, the message of the gospel, the message of the Bible, the word of God. Very, very important. Okay, so we looked about podcasting, and let me repeat a couple of things you need to do with podcasting. So number one is you need to have a good microphone. You need to have some software to record whatever you're talking about. If you connect a phone, you either can use just a box standard phone, and you can use maybe a mixing desk, a small mixing desk, connect it all together, and you know, set something up where you can record everything on a computer or maybe just on a phone. The easiest way to do your podcasting is just to take your smartphone, get some apps, some recording apps, and start recording using your smartphone. And if you've got a second smartphone, you can just put it on speakerphone, and you can have a conversation with somebody else, an interview, and the microphones in most smartphones are reasonably good to do this, and you get reasonable quality out of it as well. Then again, to connect to other people, you can use Skype, Viber, or similar software. And it does work very well. You get a very good frequency response. You get you know, the full width of the voice, better than on normal phone systems, and there's not that much to it. If you use your laptop to record, you can use something which is called Audacity, which is free software. You can get it from open source. I think Sony SoundForge used to be one of the software packages for putting something together. Now, a Sony SoundForge is how much? Used to be about £400. Yeah, that's about $600. Very, very expensive. Audacity has almost got the same capability as you know, other modern sound editing software packages, and but it's free. It's totally free. It's a little bit complex to install. Takes a little bit used to as well, so it might not be quite as intuitive as some of the other packages. But there's almost the same functions in commercial or professional software, audio software. Okay, so you've got that one. The next one is there's some radio station play out software. And today we're going to talk about setting up your own radio programs. And the software is called Zara Radio. There's a free program, an open source program. Again, let me just spell it. It's Zara. It's Z-A-R-A and then radio. And I think the website is .es. It's a developed in Spain. There's a Spanish version. So if you are a Spanish speaker, you can have the version in Spanish as well. But there's also an English version of the software where all the things are in English. The software is Radio Studio software, so you can put your MP3 files in there. Takes a little bit of time to get used to it and to sort of understand it and you know, use all the functionality that's there. But once you have got your head around it, it's a very potent software, and it'll let you run a 24/7 radio station without a problem. Yeah, so it's good, very, very good studio software, including, you know, cutting in live and other things. So what we're looking at is Zara Radio Audacity, a couple of laptops, maybe a mixing desk. And then, obviously, once you produce your software, as your programs, you need to you need to get them out there. I apologize for all the coughing. I'm still at the back end of a flu. And a lot of the programs which you've heard recently, they I think they're all slightly coughed up, but it's not much I can do about it. I talk, and I get an itchy throat, and I get the urge to cough, and I hope it's going to go very soon. Anyway, when you've got Audacity, by the way, and you do a lot of coughing, I haven't got the time to do it, otherwise I would, but if you do a lot of coughing and you want to create very good programs, better than the ones I'm creating here, you can actually edit. You can edit those coughs out. So that's possible, and that's an option for you to do as well. Yeah. So it's a very potent software. Takes some time to get used to. I'm just having a nip to drink to try and get my throat back going again. But anyway, the software is really, really potent, and you can do pretty much everything with it and generate material right up to a commercial level. Okay, so what next? So you've got your programs, you create them, and now you want to broadcast them. And there are about 5 different outlets, and I'm going to go through them one by one. So the first one is a shortwave. Shortwave, again, can be heard internationally, and it's a medium that's sort of maybe less important than what it used to be. Sort of in the 70s, the 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, shortwave was very important. So if you wanted to hear news from other countries, the only way for you to do this was pretty much via shortwave. Then satellite radio came along, and you could get international coverage via satellite, and shortwave became less important. And then the internet came along, and then the smartphone came along, and shortwave has almost gone into insignificance. Nevertheless, there's still a lot of people out there with shortwave radios. There's still a lot of people in the world who haven't got unlimited data access and who still rely to some extent on shortwave coverage. And what you find on shortwave at the moment is that the number of services on shortwave have come down quite dramatically. So there used to be, I don't know, maybe about 1,000 services, you know, different countries broadcasting, different organizations broadcasting on shortwave. And this has all gone down to possibly a couple of dozen. Does it make sense to broadcast on shortwave? The answer, in my opinion, is certainly yes. Yeah, it's an outlet. It's not that expensive either. So if you get in contact with the right organization to broadcast on shortwave, an hour is going to cost you a couple of $100s, which, again, if in the grand scheme of things, is not that expensive. One company to get in touch with to get access to shortwave broadcasting is Pan American Broadcasting. I used to work with them myself for a long time. I know the guys there. So a little bit of advertising here. But if you want to broadcast on shortwave, go to panamericanbroadcasting.com. There are a lot of other outlets as well. Again, please feel free to contact me. Just go to the website, christianwarroom.com. Add something in the comment field, and I'll try and get back to you with your questions. Possibly give you some more links as well of organizations where you can hire shortwave transmitters, yeah, for an hour or whatever, and you can sort of create some programs. Now, the key about shortwave is it's if you are just on the fringe area and you tune in, so your signal may fade a little bit, goes in and out, and I would say if you do shortwave programs today, it shouldn't be like what I'm doing here, half an hour of a talk on a certain subject. It's very, very hard to follow sometimes, especially if you're just in a fringe area. An idea is to have more like 5-minute programs, 5 to 10 minute programs with little intervals, and also put in a lot of references of where people can access you, possibly online. Yeah. So you mentioned a website, a URL or something quite frequently. And that is just one key of doing this. Okay, the next sort of big outlet, obviously, is FM radio. And you'll be surprised, it's not that expensive. If you are in America, there are a lot of Christian radio stations, and many of the Christian radio stations, you can actually rent some airtime. And again, the prices tend to be about roughly about $100 per hour or something, maybe a bit more, a bit less, depending on who you are working with. But it is certainly something to consider and to possibly go for. And again, in the grand scheme of things, so if you are a group of people, you want to create some programs, get together, you know, everybody $100, and you can have like a little project, you know, over several months or something, where you can try and push out a message. A lot of radio stations, they are quite open to this. Many of them are struggling for finance, especially in certain countries. At one stage, I was approached by a company who said that they would have access to radio stations in Afghanistan, and they would be open to broadcast Christian materials as well, which again is quite avant-garde, you know, if they are doing this. So please get in touch. You know, if you've got questions about this and you want to know who to contact, there are a lot of organizations who have got tons of links with FM radio stations worldwide where you can broadcast. And you can do this without having to own a radio station. You just buy a little bit of airtime, and that's it. Okay, what else can you do? There are a lot of other things as well you can work with. So, for example, there's DAB radio, which is digital radio. It's not that expensive to set up your own DAB radio station. You have to go on something which is called a multiplex. And again, the licenses, for example, here in Britain are not that expensive. But then, you know, getting onto a multiplex might be a bit more expensive to do so. But it's certainly something to look into. And there are more and more of these multiplexes coming up worldwide on digital radio, on DAB radio, DAB. So again, try and check that one out and see what can be done. There's another sort of medium which is kind of neglected, but is still, I know in America it's still quite big. In Europe it's getting less and less. But you can still hear a lot of radio stations on there, and that is AM radio, medium wave radio. Again, look into that one as well. There are possibly even opportunities to try and get a license for an AM radio station. So a lot of government radio stations in Europe have ceased broadcasting on AM, and they are seemingly about to give up the band. But there are still a lot of radios out there capable of tuning into AM or medium wave radio, and it's certainly something to consider. Okay, I'm just trying to look if I covered everything. So we've got shortwave, we've got AM, we've got DAB radio. Satellite radio is the next one, which we need to cover. A satellite radio station is feasible. It's not that expensive to do. And the footprint area is quite big. The only problem is whenever you go on a satellite, it takes quite some time for people to tune in their receivers, and you need to be on a free-to-air system as well. And so it's a long-term commitment. So if you start a new satellite radio station, it's probably going to take you about a year to get the audiences, unless you can, either via the internet or through other means, try and persuade people to retune or rescan their receivers. They will do this every now and then, but it sometimes takes some time. Again, I'm talking from experience. You're looking at a couple of years to sort of try and build up a good listenership. Okay, does it make sense? Certainly makes sense. The beauty about satellite radio is internet can be controlled. If you want to reach out to places like Saudi Arabia or Islamic countries, and you've got a Christian radio station, you're battling with two issues. One of them is people will be afraid to tune in because they know they can be tracked down, and they can end up with a lot of trouble if they listen a lot to Christian radio. Satellite cannot be tracked down. It's impossible to track down. The authorities cannot chase you down based on what you're listening to. So, and people know this. People know this. So, in especially in countries where the regimes are quite restrictive, satellite radio or satellite outlets are quite an interesting option. And again, when you look to the Middle East, they've got loads and loads of dishes all over. And for many of them, it's a little piece of freedom, you know, where they can get some stuff into their homes they would otherwise not get. So an option to look into. Another option as well is contact existing satellite radio stations. There are lots of Christian satellite radio stations out there. And again, many of them are struggling. It's quite expensive to run them. Not that expensive. The figures are not sort of astronomical. They're quite high for TV, satellite TV, but not as high for radio. But I know from experience, it's very, very hard. So if you've got a couple of $1,000 stashed away somewhere and you've produced some programs and you want to air them and you feel satellite radio is what you want to go for, contact them. Contact them. One way to find out about what satellite radio stations are out there is lyngsat.com. It's lyngsat.com. And you get like a list of all sorts of satellites worldwide. The one to look for is Free to Air, FTA. And you get information about the radio stations as well, which are there. And it might be one means for you to contact them and to ask them how much it would cost for you to buy an hour of them, or half an hour, or 15 minutes, and to get some time slots. And many of them will be, you know, will be glad to do this, and they will give you a price, and it might not be that expensive. I think the figure of a couple of $100 per hour is kind of realistic. Okay, what else can you do? There are, obviously, internet broadcasting is one option, not that expensive. The cheapest option is about $1 a month. With a very low stream and, you know, up to about 100 listeners, simultaneous listeners. So, I mean, that's not that expensive to run, dead cheap. It's just takes some time to set it all up. Again, if you are interested, just get in touch. I can either make a program on how to do this or coach you through on doing it. So there are options as well where you can very easily set up your own radio station and have an internet stream running 24/7. So that's possible as well and might be an option as well. So, for example, you might have a channel that's very specific, maybe creationism 24/7, just talking about creationism. You might have a channel which 24/7 talks about Islam and Christianity, or you try to reach out to people in Nepal and you've got a Nepalese channel or a language-specific channel. It's not that expensive to do, and if you've got the materials, not that hard to do. You can set something up, and the tough thing is to advertise a channel and to let people know that this channel exists. The problem about internet broadcasting is people need to come to you, and pretty much any other mode of broadcasting. So when you look at satellite broadcasting, AM, FM, shortwave, digital, or DAB, it's the other way around. You put up a radio station and people tune to different radio stations and they get stuck on you. So people find you, whereas on the internet, you know, they stumble over you, whereas on the internet people need to know about you to try and to connect to your radio station. So that's really the challenge to deal with. Okay, and the last bit we're going to look at is micro-broadcasting. And it's a really interesting thing. I went into it some years ago, and I tried to find out what is possible. In America, you've got, I've forgotten what the FCC code is, but you are allowed to have micro-transmitters, which have got a range of roughly about 100 meters. Okay, that's the official version. And there's some equipment as well which you can buy. It costs you about roughly about 100. You don't have to buy this. You can buy some stuff from China, which is about for micro transmitters, which is about five pounds or something, $5. But there's also one with an FCC registration number or license number. I'm not quite sure. And one is called Full House Broadcast Equipment, I think it's called Full House Broadcast, And then there are some on AM as well. Okay, let me briefly talk you through it. Now, the FM one has got very limited power. And again, please get in touch with me if you want to have more information. I can dig it all out and I can get you all the FCC codes and the exemptions which are there for this type of broadcasting. It's very important that you get them in case you ever get challenged. There are a couple of rules as well. And if you want, we can spend a bit more time to talk about all this stuff. But you get this little transmitter. It costs about $100, $120, I think, with the FCC number and everything else. And the key is you stick some audio in, so you can have like a little MP3 player or you know, a smartphone or something like that, which you've got spare. Put some audio on it, and then you can you know, connect it to the transmitter. And then the key is just put it as high as possible. Yeah, you know, put it on a stick, on a little mast, or you know, on top of the building or something, in a weatherproof box. And even though they are only meant to cover about 100 yards, so that's what they're supposed to do. Most car radios these days are so sensitive that you get about a mile out of them. You know, half a mile to a mile, depending on where the box is, how high it is, what the terrain is, and obviously on the car radio as well, and what the antenna is like. So you can get up to a mile out of it, and again, you can just... put it up. You don't need a license. If you can make an argument that it's just for you to listen to it, you can play music as well. If you run it as a broadcast transmitter, music is a bit of a problem. You get in trouble with the copyright, potentially the copyright organizations. But anyway, what we are talking about here is to get the message, to get the gospel out. And you could sort of utilize these facilities for your churches. Put it somewhere in the steeple, high up, you know, put some wires there, power it all up, and then you can get quite a good range out of it. Or you can just use it for, you know, car parks at Walmart or wherever. And again, you know, when people are just waiting for their spouse or whoever, and they're sitting in the car and they're twiddling on the radio, they might just stumble on the radio station you've got. Okay, and that is on FM. There's another option as well, which is, and I've forgotten the transmitter name as well. I've bought quite a few of them when I was in the States. But they are AM transmitters or medium wave. And the rules are slightly different. You can get more power, but there's a limit to the antenna system, which is supposed to be only a 3-meter long wire. But then the key is if you, and there are some radios or some equipment is available there. And if you tune in the antenna appropriately, you get quite a good range out of this. I tried these systems in the States and I got about, and that's all legally, you know, without any problems. I got about a mile out of it. Yeah, about a mile. So a small town could be covered from one end to the other. And again, it's something which is free, it's available, and you can go for it. If you're in Europe, it's a little bit more restrictive. You do get these small transmitters, which you can put on your smartphone, and then they're only meant to cover about 3 to 4 meters. You put them on your smartphone, and you can pick them up, you know, on your car radio or something. But what you find is that number one is the even though the European legislation says that they're only allowed to have a couple of microwatts, that realistically they've got a few milliwatts, and also, you know, because radio equipment in cars these days is much more sensitive than what it used to be, you do get possibly about 10, 20, 30 meters of range out of it. It's not very much, but but if you are sort of looking at a car park, or you are, for example, sometimes when I drive to Germany, so I have to go to the ferry, and you sometimes have to wait for about an hour or 2 hours, and you're in this massive car park where all the cars are parked up and people get bored, they mess about on the radio. Places like that are an ideal place to use these microtransmitters. Just stick them on top of your smartphone. put him high up in the car somewhere, and you know, have some gospel program playing, and people can pick it up on their car radio. Is it a good way of doing this or not? I don't know, but it's something which is possible, and we should make use of any method which we can use, of anything which can help us to spread the message of the gospel. And modern media is one way of doing this. Okay, let me sum up. We were talking about a couple of areas. Number one is it's important to get the message out. The software to use is Audacity, Zara Radio. You can set up your own little mini radio station using this software. You can do it with just a couple of smartphones, you know, to record interviews, or a couple of laptops or a couple of computers. Maybe you need a small mixing desk as well and a decent microphone. And that's sort of the basic setup to produce programs like podcasts or your own programs. The next thing you need is you can broadcast these days on FM, on AM, on shortwave, on digital radio, on satellite radio. The key is there are a lot of there are a few organizations who sort of are the link between people who want to broadcast on these radio stations and who sort of can provide the linking. They're sort of agents. One of them is Pan American Broadcasting, which I mentioned before. There are a lot of other organizations as well that do similar stuff. But you can also try and approach radio stations directly to ask them how much it costs to buy half an hour or an hour on the radio station. Again, AM at night, you get huge coverage. FM, a lot of people listen to FM these days. DAB is also a very interesting option. Could be interesting as well to set up your own DAB outlet. It's not that expensive in Europe to get the license, but you need to get on a multiplex, and that's where the cost might come in. And what else have we got? We've got satellite radio as well. Go to lingsat.com and find out about satellite radio stations which are available, and you can contact them and see whether they are willing to take on your programs and get a price for that as well. Okay, and then finally, we've got micro-broadcasting. Micro-broadcasting, they're little transmitters you can buy. They've got very low power. But if you place them in strategic places, like on a car park or, you know, where a lot of people are likely to tune into a radio, then you can set up your own micro radio station and just use your smartphone, use one of these micro-transmitters, place them strategically well, and you can cover in America with the equipment that's available up to about a couple of miles on AM and up to about half a mile to a mile on FM. And you can use it to reach out. Anyway, I hope this is a little bit of an inspiration for you. Maybe you want to pursue this route. Contact me or us at christianwarroom.com. Just write a comment in one of the posts. I should be able to pick it up. And if you've got questions, I'm more than happy to try and help you and to coach you a little bit further. Lord, we just want to pray for media outlets to be created and to be generated. Let your gospel be pushed out through the airwaves. And we pray, Lord, that you will inspire people, that people will come on board to produce programs and to make it available, via radio. In Jesus' name, amen.
For the past half hour, you've been listening to the Christian War Room with host Michael Sean Bourne. For more information on how you can participate or find out more about the Christian War Room, simply go to christianwarroom.com. That's christianwarroom.com.